Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Power Journals Q&A call. We have a fantastic call for you. There's a lot of energy coming through, and we are going to start with a fun disclaimer. So whenever I do energy work, I always feel into what resonates for the group at any given moment at the same time, based on your specific questions while we are interacting. Therefore, some clearings may come forth that may not apply to you, but are necessary for the group. Even when I have a conversation with you specifically. When there are time constraints, Source chooses the questions and directions to go in that will benefit the group the most. Healing is also sent behind the scenes to the questions that do not get answered directly. The channeled information that comes through does not reflect my personal opinions and views and are not always considered statements of fact. Sometimes the energy needs to be called out in a certain way in order for it to unlock. Even if it's not consciously logical. Clearings are not intended to impinge on anyone's rights. We always set the intent and ask Source for the highest and best channeled information in accordance with everyone's highest and best. In today's class, we are setting the intent, the most powerful intent, that we're going to supercharge the magic of your power journal through a potent transmission, open the energy up to receive. We're setting the intent that we're going to receive more gratitude and blessings while using your power journal. We're setting the intent that you'll get the opportunity to ask me anything you want. We're setting the intent that we're going to learn from the comments, questions, and answers from other power journal users and their valuable experiences while connecting to a community of manifesting virtuosos to accelerate your manifesting capabilities even further. We're setting the intent that you get to share your own experiences to enhance the power and magic of your journal, while also learning more tips and tricks to unlock more profound shifts in your life and anything else you would like to set an intent for right now. And when you're ready, we're gonna expand our energy. So you're welcome to close your eyes if you would like to. You're welcome to relax, welcome to get comfortable. And imagine a light 300 feet above your head of pure Source energy with the right codes, energies, frequencies, downloads, ahas, wisdom, nuggets, meant for you specifically, for your unique situations, for your unique cells, for your unique DNA, for your unique challenges, for your unique opportunities. And allow this light to come down from Source, clearing and healing and transforming everything on the way down. Going into your crown, scrubbing it clean, filling you in with pure Source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light, now that all it's melted and washed away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to go into your brain, scrubbing it clean, filling you in with pure Source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light, allow that all to melt and wash away, making room, making space, more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to go into your eyes, scrubbing them clean, filling you in with pure Source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light, allow that all to melt and wash away. Making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to go into your ears, scrubbing them clean, filling you in with pure Source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light. Allow that all to melt and wash away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. Allow that light to go into your nose, scrubbing it clean, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light. Allow that all to melt and wash away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to go into your mouth, your teeth, your gums, your tongue, scrubbing it all clean, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light, let them all to melt and wash away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow the light to fill in your entire head, your entire face, all your skin, scrubbing it all clean with the beauty of power, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that no longer serves you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light. Allow that all to melt and wash away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to go down your neck, into your throat, scrubbing it clean, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light. Allow that all to melt and wash away, making room, making space, more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to go into your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your fingers, scrubbing it all clean, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light. Allow that all to melt and wash away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow the light to go into your chest, scrubbing it clean, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light. Allow that all to melt and wash away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to go into your heart, all the layers and levels of your heart, down to the core of your being, scrubbing it clean, soothing your heart, repairing your heart, restoring your heart, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light, to let that all to melt and wash away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. Allow that light to come to your stomach area, into all your organs, scrubbing them all clean, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light. Allow that all to melt and wash away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. Allow the light to go down your back, down your spine, all the hidden energies behind you, known or unknown, scrubbing it all clean, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light. Allow it all to melt and wash away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to come into your hips, balancing your hips, scrubbing them all clean, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light, allow that all to melt and wash away, and making room, making space for more of you, your energies, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to go into your root, all the layers and levels of your root down to the core of your being, repairing, restoring, and healing your root. Removing all the mucky muck trapped inside, scrubbing it all clean, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light. Allow that all to melt and wash away. Making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to go into your legs, your knees, your calves, your feet, scrubbing them all clean, filling you in with pure source energy, washing away anything that doesn't serve you, unhooking any old energies, any old realities, anything not of the light, allow it all to melt and wash away, making room, making space for more of you, your energy, your miracles, your magic, your power. And allow that light to go down to the center of the planet and connect with pure source energy there, the highest vibration possible, with the right codes, energies, and frequencies for you. And allow that light at the center of the planet to bounce back up, healing and clearing and empowering everything on the way up, going into your feet, scrubbing them clean, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your legs, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, healing you deeper and faster, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your root, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your hips, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your stomach area, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your back, up your spine, all the energy behind you, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your chest, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to fill in your heart, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been. Up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your fingers, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your neck, up your throat, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your senses, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth area, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to fill in your entire head, your entire face, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your brain, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power. Allow this pure source energy to come up your crown and beyond, filling you in with even more pure source energy than you think is possible, even more than you've ever held before, healing you deeper and faster than you've ever healed before, raising your vibration higher than it's ever been, up-leveling your power, your divine power. Allow this pure source energy of the highest vibration, of the highest infinite wisdom, to scan, penetrate, repair, replenish, restore, restructure, filter, strengthen, fill in every cell, every atom, every molecule, every subatomic particle, and tinier of you, your body, your being, your reality, your existence, your DNA, your lineage, your genes, your blueprints, your records, and anything else that needs to be named for you to have the maximum infinite benefits, the maximum infinite amount of shifts that is perfect for you. And allow this pure source energy to fill you in with unconditional love and healing and expand out past your body, past the room you're in, past the city you're in, past the country you're in, past the planet, and as far out as you would like to go, knowing you have full and absolute permission to be connected to source. You have full and absolute permission to heal everything your heart desires. And when you're ready, you can come back, wiggle your toes, move your body, open your eyes if you'd like to, or you're welcome to keep them closed. as you receive this powerful transmission. And now we're going to go through the FAQs. We're going to send clearing and healing while we go through the FAQs so that we can take in the wisdom and clarity at a deeper level. So the question is, will this work for me? Sometimes people have fear about Source not working for them. Source always works for you. Yes, your power journal is connected to pure Source energy, which works for everyone. Even if you have tried many ways to manifest before, power journals are part of a brand new energetic technology that is available on the planet for the first time ever. Power journals are divinely encoded to bypass the learning curve of connecting with Source. Remember, everything is healable given enough time and energy. The only way it wouldn't work is if you just never used it. The question comes up, how long will the power journal send customized healing? And there's a fear in people that divine healing is temporary, that it won't stay on for you. So we're sending healing to clear that as well. Divine healing will be sent for the life of your power journal. As long as your power journal is intact and safely in your care, it will continue to send healing on your behalf. The power journal will never interfere with anything else you're doing, any other healing modalities, because the power journal uses its own unique channel. But if for any reason you would like to stop receiving divine healing for what you wrote in your power journal, for any reason, simply cross out the words, remove the pages that contain your writing from your power journal. This question comes up a lot. What if things appear to get worse? And I want you all to remember, we are working with divine energy, which will not trigger you or overprocess you or cause a negative detox or healing crisis experience or make things worse. And I highly recommend, if you believe healing, divine healing does any of these, I highly recommend setting healing in place for this. When unpleasant things show up, the momentum behind them has been building up for a long time before the tools were activated. You can always write additional entries in your power journal, and the divine energy will adapt to your written requests. You always have the ability to use your tools to make the tools more effective for you. The question sometimes comes up, if I write my fears or concerns in the power journal, will I accidentally manifest more problems? And I want you to remember, your power journal creates a safe space where you can express yourself freely. It is not necessary to bottle up your emotions and try to force yourself to only have positive emotions in order to manifest. Divine healing will be set in place based on whatever you write down. Your power journal is divinely coded in a way where Source knows the difference between what you prefer and what you do not prefer, and knows how to send compatible healing for all kinds of entries. So you're welcome to write down what frustrates you. You're welcome to write down if you're angry. And we're sending healing for the belief that you have to keep it all inside, you have to keep it all to yourself, that you have to suffer in silence. It's a big one for the planet, suffering in silence. It's a good one to request more healing for in your power journal. Another question that comes up is, will everything I desire write down in the power journal automatically manifest? Everything that you write down will automatically receive energy, healing, and blessings. But it is important to remember that Source can only do what is possible. It will only give you what you are capable of receiving in each moment, in accordance with your highest and best. Setting healing in place with your power journal is not a replacement for taking inspired action. Even with power journals, we still have to take action. We can't just wait for things to change. Sometimes we have to take action. And you can always write in your power journal to have clarity on when it is appropriate to wait, and when it is appropriate to do something. You're always welcome to experiment with your requests by using your power journal to clear blocks in the way of receiving more and making the impossible possible. There's so many different ways you can experiment with it. You can't really do it wrong because you get healing no matter what, no matter what you write down, no matter how interesting, strange, odd, different. Healing is set in place. The question also comes up, when can I expect results? It's different for everyone, and how long it takes depends on the speed of which a person's system can process the energy you're asking the source for, and alignment with taking inspired action when required. Shifts happen instantly, so results can happen instantly. Even in the most stubborn situations, evidence that things are shifting positively can usually be seen in less than a month. Certain blocks can have a lot of energy behind them and require a lot of healing to neutralize them, which sometimes takes time. Everything unpreferred can be reversed, given enough time and energy to allow you to have permanent positive results. Divine healing always works. We're sending healing for the blocks surrounding impatience. Gotta have it now. I have to prove that it works now. I need proof now. And similar programs. Up love, thanks everyone's capacity and wisdom to understand divine timing as appropriate. Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Other questions that came in are, does the size of my ask matter? It's not the size of the ask. It's the size of the blocks that need to heal for your ask to smoothly come in. You can always ask for more clarity to understand this. You are welcome to use the power journal for both big asks and small asks. There's no limit. Anywhere it has to be a big ask or a small ask, you can only get big or small, sometimes medium. Anywhere you can't have big, medium, and small, everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Another question that comes up is, what happens if I ask for something that isn't actually in my highest and best? Be careful what you wish for is a deep block in many people. It is recommended to set healing in place for this. The power journal is not designed to teach you a lesson based on your ask. So let's do what we can for that block right now. Anyone that's running, be careful what you wish for. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. So healing will be automatically sent for blocks that are in the way of being in your highest and best based on what you write down. If something is truly never going to be in your highest and best, such as wanting to marry someone that is secretly abusive or wanting a Lamborghini just to show it off to your neighbor, healing will automatically be sent for clearing the blocks in the way of you having more clarity of why it is not in accordance with your highest and best. So if you're not sure if something is in accordance with your highest and best, write it down anyway. You'll get a positive healing outcome either way. The question comes up, what if I write down something bad and then it happens? An example, if you write down, I wish my teacher falls down the stairs and gets eaten by a bear. And then your teacher actually does fall down the stairs and get eaten by a bear. It's important to remember, we're only working with Source. God, universe, unconditional love, the divine, or all other words for Source. And Source can only do what is in a person's highest and best. It is impossible to hurt anyone else with the power journal. True divine healing can never hurt anyone. Unconditional love can never hurt anyone. But when this does happen, it's important to remember it is possible to have awareness and not realize it is awareness when coincidences happen. You're always welcome to ask Source for more clarity. So you didn't cause it. You're just probably psychic. The question came up, what can I expect when I ask for impossible asks? An example would be, I want to jump to the moon by tomorrow. Certain types of infrastructure may need to be created first before the manifestation can be realized. It took many centuries for things like airplanes and the internet to come to be. Technology, including energy healing technology, keeps improving all the time at faster rates. You're welcome to experiment with asking for impossible asks, because who knows, you could be pleasantly surprised. Any misunderstandings of what's impossible, what's possible and impossible, let's clear that. Reality Reset, thank you. The other question that came up is, can I set healing in place for a loved one? Example, my son's cancer heals fast. You're always welcome to set healing in place for your loved ones, even if they are not aware or believe in energy healing. Source is only sending what is in their highest and best in the most compatible way. And if you send healing through your power journal, it won't interfere with anything else they're doing. If you have fears about setting healing in place with a loved one without asking, or any other fears regarding healing, you can always use the power journal to help clear your concerns and anything blocking you from having more clarity from source. It's important to remember energetic healing is not a substitute for proper medical care when appropriate. It's always your choice to follow through on what will help you and your loved ones' bodies the most. Another question that came up, can I set healing in place for the entire planet? Example, I wish that everyone has access to healthy food and clean water. Yes, it is highly recommended. A lot of energy went into creating the chronic issues currently on the planet. And it is going to take a lot of energy to uncreate them. Every bit of healing matters. It's always possible that the healing you set in place now doesn't bear fruit until several generations and/or lifetimes from now. Your positive contribution will always come back to you in some form or another. So it's always worth doing. Anyone who feels it's their responsibility to personally heal the planet by yourself, let's clear that. Reality Reset, thank you. You're not in this alone. There's a lot of healers on the planet. There's a lot of you with power journals that can set healing in place and other modalities as well. It's very powerful. Another question that came in was, how specific do I have to be when writing my requests? It's up to you based on what you feel is best. Sometimes the more specific you are, the more concentrated and focused the healing is capable of being. Sometimes people set healing in place for issue A when they really need to set healing in place for issue B as well in order to have a faster shift. Being both general and specific in your asks helps cover your bases. You can also ask source for clarity. And what else would be beneficial to ask for that hasn't been written down yet? Any confusion around this? Let's clear that. Reality Reset, thank you. Another question that came in, why isn't my loved one doing what I want them to do? An example would be, I wish that my loved one gets a job. Remember, we do not have the power to violate free will choice. While you can set healing in place to remove the blocks in the way of them having certain opportunities, it is up to your loved one to choose the opportunity and follow through on it. And remember, if a loved one is being abusive, sometimes it can take a lot of energy to heal the root of why they want to be that way. Even with a lot of healing, there's no guarantee that someone will act differently on the surface level. Be willing to take action where appropriate and distance yourself if necessary. It's always your choice to do what's best for you. And it's not your job to heal anyone else if you don't want to. You're not responsible for them. Everyone else is an infinite being. If they really, 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 really want divine healing, they will look for it and find it. Another question that came in is, does it help to write down deadlines? Example, my business gets an additional 3 more clients by next Friday. Timeframes work when the infrastructure is already there to support it. In this example, it might take 2 months of healing first for it to be easy to gain additional clients. If 2 months of healing first isn't required before this request can be manifested, it is more likely to manifest within the timeframe. We can never guarantee timeframes. There's many variables. You're always welcome to experiment with timeframes, but in general, they can be a little tricky, as sometimes people ask for impossible timeframes. Logically, timeframes can appear to be possible and make sense and be reasonable, but sometimes the blocks in the way take more time to be healed out of your system than the timeframe allows. You're always welcome to ask Source for clarity about this. You're always welcome to experiment with it as well, as you may be pleasantly surprised. Another question that came in is, will the power journal be the only tool I'll ever need? Every tool has its strengths, and there are new tools being developed all the time. If you are experiencing a dark night of the soul or a chronic issue, be open to adding additional healing beyond what is set in place with the power journal. You can always use the power journal to help you manifest additional opportunities for deeper healing. Check your alignment scores and take action where appropriate. Another question that came in was, what if I can't tell if I'm healing? You're still healing, whether you notice it or not. You're still healing, whether there are ups and downs and bumps in the road or not. There's a lot we don't notice and feel, such as our hair growing or our bodies fighting off an infection we're unaware about. There's a lot going on behind the scenes in any given day in anyone's reality that we're not aware of. Some of us may be completely oblivious to all the things going on behind the scenes that's happening for everyone's benefit. Trust the process. You can always ask for more support in trusting Pure Source energy. You can always ask to feel the healing if you so require. And this is a fantastic question that was asked. Can I use the power journal to create more power journals? Technically, no, based on how it was programmed. One of the lines of codes in it is the agreed upon energy exchange must be honored in order for the magic to activate. So without the energy exchange, it won't activate based on how I programmed it. It's to protect from people that don't honor the energy exchange. But what you can do is use the power journal to help you create any modality your soul would like to channel into the planet. And we could spend all day and night talking about modality creation, but real quick, an example would be how you could do it. Is you could state, when I say or do blank, an example, say an activation phrase and snap my fingers, Source will blank. An example would be raise the vibration of my home, fill the sound molecules around me with ohm, etc. Whatever you want to ask for, your shopping list. It may take time for the blocks to clear and for the technique to be channeled and complete, depending on what you're asking to create. Please have patience, and you can always check in with Source to see how your download is going. You can ask Source to let you know when your modality is ready to be used. The power journal can be used to empower yourself and others. There's no limits. I'm very excited to see what you all create for yourselves. And now we're going to see what questions you guys have. If you want to raise your hands and share your experiences, that'd be fantastic. If anyone wants to raise their hands. Okay, while people are raising their hands, we're going to see of questions are coming in. Lisa says, it feels like it would be great to clear on speaking up, being seen, and standing out with confidence, even if what you have to contribute is different or a new concept. Beautiful question. So everything that brings up, let's clear that, reality reset, thank you. Being seen, standing out with confidence, standing out with confidence. Let's clear that, reality reset, thank you. Other times and places you were seen and stood out without confidence. Now the fear of that repeating, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Confidence, standing tall, standing proud, being different, fear of not being normal, finding that in everyone's system. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Fear of being weird, fear of being different, fear of being shunned, fear of being discouraged, fear of being worse. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the trauma from being unique, from being a pathfinder, from forging new paths, from having different ideas, from having different points of views, from having different perspectives, for having the much needed different perspectives, from not being a clone, for not being a copy. Everything that brings up. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Fear of losing your grip. Losing. All the social contracts coming up. Contracts, vows, oaths, promises that don't allow you to be you, to express yourself, to write down what you actually want. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anyone that's wanting to write down what they think they want. Anywhere ego comes in and blocks the heart, blocks the wisdom, everything that brings up that's ready to heal, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Can you explain how all this works? Could you show me? Can I feel it or just need to believe that it is true? The cool thing is, you don't need to believe. If you have trouble believing, you can set healing in place for that. Source works whether you believe or not. The sun will shine whether you believe there's a sun or not. The system is perfect. If it wasn't perfect, we wouldn't exist. We wouldn't have so much wisdom and beauty in the world. So if you have doubts about source, you can write down whatever you need to write down. If you have any other questions, please put them in, and we'll start with Sue. Would you like to unmute yourself, Sue?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Sue, what's your question?
Okay, a couple of them, like around the subject of, you know, if you could help someone else. Okay, so like an example you gave was healing someone's cancer, okay? And I think you said that you can, but the person has to take the action too. So I guess part of it is it more healing or is it more helping the person take the action, or is it both?
It's both, and we can give you an example. For example, if someone has a sugar craving and you heal the sugar craving, if there are donuts in the house, if that's the only thing that's in the house, even though they're not addicted to donuts, they may still choose a donut. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look
at that. I'm not really sure how that answers my question.
Okay, so what is going on when we look even deeper? The fear of who do you have to prove? What do you have to prove? Proving that healing works, proving that healing does this, healing does that. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. any unconscious secret desires, hopes, fears, dreams we have for our loved ones, and any fear that if they don't do these things, that they won't be in the best place possible. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere our parents, loved ones had hopes and dreams for us, decided for us what would be best, and any incongruencies with not being their ideal image, any wounds from not being the image of what parents wanted us to be in terms of jobs, careers, marriage partners, amount of children, amount of education, DNA, whether we got the right eye color, whether we had healthy genes or a mutation, for temperament, for creativity, for seriousness, everything that brings up. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you can only trust source. If things happen a certain way, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What does it take for everyone to up level their capacity to know source is available 24/7, source is infinite, and that we can keep connecting to source at deeper and more profound levels and be in that oneness with ease and grace. Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All right, Sue, how does that feel?
So were you clearing things that you thought I needed based on my question or?
For the group.
Oh, no, did it have anything to do with my question though, or no?
It does, it's the whole group energy.
Okay.
Okay, I still feel like there's some confusion there, so we'll keep going. Okay, so everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. For you and also for everyone else. Confusion, 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 confusion. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Thank you. Checking you in the group for teachers, impatient teachers. What healing can we set in place based on the impatience of teachers? Let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Anyone that told you you had to understand it now, anyone that told you you had to have it understood already, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Up leveling your clarity to have more wisdom and understanding, for it to bypass any confusion, let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anywhere you can only understand it if the answer comes in a certain way, in a certain wording, in a certain phrasing, anywhere it has to be logical, tangible, anywhere you can't just be with the wisdom, be with the energy, everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the people that were impatient, cross, finding the energy of cross, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anyone that ever made you feel bad for having to take a moment or two longer than other people to learn something, to get something, to understand something, and all the trauma associated with that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Still finding the fear of, I don't know if this is going to work. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Finding people that told you you did it wrong, you messed up before. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All the energy behind your back. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. So Sue, have you had a chance to write anything down in your journal yet?
Actually, I haven't, because I was kind of waiting for tonight to kind of, I guess, you know, I didn't want to do it wrong, but based on what you're saying, you really can't do it wrong.
Correct.
Right. And I just quickly, just based on what I said before, asking for things for, like, say, other people. Mm-hmm. Ask for. Well, I know you can ask for anything, but
I guess what I'm trying to say is you can ask for anything, but it's important not to be attached to the outcome.
Okay, so for, like, asking for another person, say, like, it's for me and the other person. Like, I would like, say, a family member to move closer. I mean, is that something that's valid, or that could only happen if the person wants to, or does me wishing it help the person want to,
you know? You can write it down. You can write it down.
Right. And
if they choose it, they choose it. If they don't choose it, healing gets sent for you on whatever is behind that need for them to be there.
Okay, but requesting it doesn't help them choose to want to move.
It does help them, yes.
Does help.
It okay. helps both of you.
It does. And what about, say, someone getting pregnant? Like, does that work?
If they want that.
No. Does requesting it help them want to?
Yes. If they have a block regarding children, like if they have a belief system that, like, I don't want to have kids because it'll be painful, labor will be painful or something, they'll get healing for that. And then they okay. might change. If that's the only thing that's blocking them from choosing children is that they're afraid of labor. If you get rid of the fear of labor, there's right. a possibility they may choose something else.
Right. But I don't have to come up with all the possible reasons. I just have to request it and ask for any blocks to be removed, and then the rest is taken care of. I don't have to come up with certain, you know, I wish that, you know, a fear of labor is gone. I don't have to come up with all these possible reasons, right?
Right, right. You can, if you want to be that detailed, that thorough, you can, but you don't have to be.
Okay.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
I think so. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Beautiful, beautiful question. All right. Let's see. We have a lot of comments coming in. Can we clear fears receiving what you're asking for or not knowing what it will look like? So the fears of the changes that might happen that take a person out of comfort zones. All right, so everything that brings up. Let's clear that, reality reset, thank you. The fear of receiving, let's clear that, reality reset, thank you. So sometimes we may ask for something and it might show up and look quite different. Especially if you ask for radical change. That is an interesting one to ask for. You may ask for a job promotion and find yourself switching companies unexpectedly. Who knows? It's always in your highest and best. So comfort zone, comfort zone, comfort zone. What is there for everyone there? Let's clear that. All other fears of receiving, all the penalties of receiving, the hooks, the conditions, the caveats, the if I give you this, you'll owe me this, Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any specific hardwired, hard-coded expectations on how it has to show up? That'll block you, slow it down. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Sometimes people say they have to win the lottery and it has to be a specific lottery on a certain day. It's a very specific request. And it doesn't allow for all the possibilities. So everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All right, let's take another caller. Let's go with Susan. Would you like to unmute yourself, Susan?
Yeah, hi, Vera. I wanted to ask you, how specific do we, is it better to be specific if we want to get back, you know, for example, with someone and we know they have a block with their heart, would God or spirit guide knows, or do we need to ask, you know, whatever we ask, do we have to be very specific or can we be vague and it knows?
It feels like in your case, you would like to be specific because you would like to make sure you are heard. Does that make sense?
From spirit? Oh, from my partner.
to be very specific, in your journal, it feels like your soul doesn't want to leave anything to chance.
So you mean in my specific case, I should be more specific. Said, please help to heal his heart, open his heart. And then if I won like my goal, I did write down like specifically two cells in this and this. So I am specific, but I wanted to ask you in general, do we need to be specific?
You don't need to be, but your soul likes it.
Okay, so now, at least now I know that my soul is a, you know, like to have things specific way, right? Basically.
Right, yeah. Thank you, Susan. Do you have any other questions?
Karen, no, thank you.
All right. iPhone says, I've put this in my power journal to clear what's in the way. All business mentors say you must choose your avatar, a specific niche, and know who you are communicating to and start writing. That's an interesting belief system that you must choose an avatar. But if you must, you can ask Source to help you develop the avatar. It's an odd word. Your system finds that to be an odd word. Feels like your system would like a different phrasing. Something like, the type of people I want to serve. I've done avatar exercises. It's like, what type of car do my clients drive? Like, what do they watch on TV? I've never really found that to be helpful. It's more like, what are the energetic priorities of what they have? Are they kind? Are they high vibration? Are they patient with me? You know, whatever you want to ask. Specific regular copy to them I've blocked from putting my work out effectively in the world and to bring in financial success as well. Any particular ways to write about this in my journal? I've written many nuances as I could think of. So all the fear that this comes up for a lot of people, all the fear like if you miss something, if you forget to write something down, nothing's going to click, nothing's going to be perfect. It has to be 100% like a phone number or else it won't work or you won't get any benefit. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anyone that's going through any difficulty, wanting more financial success, career success, and attracting, healing, working with clients, anything related to that that's ready to heal, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. So anyone that's decided they're not ready until X block clears to have it all. Everything X block is for you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Lai Peng says, I find it difficult to manifest the big asks. I seem to have major blocks when manifesting for what I really want for myself. Can you help? So what is this energy that's somewhere you decided is bigger than you, bigger than source, which isn't true. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What is bigger than you? How many blocks are bigger than you? How many blocks are bigger than any healing ever on the planet? Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. How many blocks are forever? How many blocks are eternal? Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Shifting, 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 shifting even faster for everyone. Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All right, let's take another caller. Let's go with Harry. Can you unmute yourself, Harry? And if you don't have a mic, all right, yes. Hi, Harry.
Hi.
What's your question, Harry?
Well, my question is, does this work with a journal or without journal?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Does what all you say works with a journal or without it?
With the journal. Sources scanning what you write down.
Okay, what if I don't have a journal?
If you don't have a journal, email me. I will check the tracking. And if you're missing it, I'll send you another one.
Well, I already communicated with you through the other company you advertised. And, you know, after about 2 weeks, when I didn't hear anything, I requested a refund. They refused, you refused, but I have nothing so far. And I am sitting here and you guys telling no refund, I don't get anything. So what is the solution here?
Okay, we will send you another one. If you can email me and let me know that we have the correct address, I will double check your address.
I put in the address before and that is the correct address.
Okay.
But somehow you communicated after that it was sent and delivered. But somehow, I don't know where it was delivered, not to me.
No worries, we will get your journal out tomorrow. Do you have any other questions?
Yes, other question is, you saying all these things, how I'm supposed to just believe it, what you're saying, or can I feel it, or, you know, see it?
It's a knowing. It's being connected with source is like knowing your name is Harry. Like, you just know it is. If you're not there yet, you can write in your journal support to get to the knowing. You can write in your journal for support to improve your relationship with source, to trust the universe. If you have difficulty trusting source, if you have difficulty knowing if it's real, despite all the testimonials and other people's experiences.
The issue is, I've been for the last 24 years suffering, and I've been conned by many, you know, and so trust is impossible.
Trust is impossible. Well, we can send you healing for that right now. But keep in mind, we're using new technologies, even though you've tried many different things. This is different. A lot of people have the belief, but I've tried everything. So we're going to send healing for all that for everyone. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Any fathers and grandfathers' beliefs? Anywhere they had a difficult time, anywhere it was impossible for them, anywhere you inherited it. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. And there is a lot of energy there. It will take some time to heal, but it is healable.
Okay, so where do I contact you?
My email is hello@veramirna.com. And you can email me, and I'm going to get your journal shipped out tomorrow. And if you email me tomorrow, I will let you know the tracking number because I don't have everyone's emails.
So after this, we have no communication, right? You're not doing this again. So if I don't feel anything, let's say in month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, then what I'm supposed to do?
Don't give up.
No, I am not giving up. I am still here for, you know, for the last 24 years, you know, I cleared a lot of things myself, no professional code, you know.
All the belief systems that God doesn't answer prayers, God doesn't hear prayers for you and everyone else in the call, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. It's, I understand it can be a challenge. The tools we have now are much better on the planet. They're faster. They're more effective.
Okay, but is there a way somebody to write you again? And
you are always welcome to email me questions about your power journal. Yes, you're always welcome to do that. If you do require additional support, I do have other offerings if it calls to you. Everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. And we're going to keep sending you healing, sending you support, sending you blessings. Do you have any other questions?
No, just the, you know, physical issues I am facing, you know, that's the issues, you know. Mm-hmm. And there is a, not one or two, there is numerous, you know. So I am just wondering, is there an escape from this or it's going to go with me, you know?
Fear of dying before everything heals. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Everything is healable given enough time and energy, but some things do take a considerable amount of energy. But luckily, we have tools that can do that, tools that make other tools look very tiny in comparison. So you're in the right place. You have initiated a fantastic opportunity and experience for yourself. You have over 300 pages to write. You have over 300 pages to set healing in place. Use every page.
Well, so far I don't have it. So, you know, if I do receive, then I would have it, you know.
Yes, Harry, we will get yours out tomorrow. We'll send your replacement out tomorrow. Thank you for your question, your contribution.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Regina says, hi Vera, sometimes I'm very clear and profound on what I want to write and place in the journal, but since the energy moves so quickly, the words end up not exactly accurately or eloquently written, like when they were in the higher source, thought and flow. When this happens, Regina, you can just be like, source, remember the thing that was brilliant 5 minutes ago? But everything behind that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. And what's coming up for the group? All judgments, past lives and stigmatas, all prosecutions. Ready to go, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Prosecution, persecution, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. iPhone says, also my loved one tends to project a lot based on past experience. I've written a journal for deeper mutual understanding and better communication and to have a relationship for highest good. I wish to feel safe, seen, loved, and supported. I just feel like it also would help to ask for stronger boundaries and heal any wounds related to boundaries. So everything related to that that's ready to heal, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Regina says, lots of energy on this call, for I'm hearing a lot of higher spiritual celestial tones flowing in. That's fun. Jeldine says, I accept you and your work as a divine gift. Thank you for bringing it. Well, thank you for having me. Susan says, is there a limit to the number of requests that should be written on a single page in the Power Journal? There's no limit. You can write as tiny as you want if you want to make the most of it. Like if you're really gonna wanna get your money's worth, you can have the tiniest handwriting and have 50 billion things on one page. That's perfectly fine. Caroline says, is it possible to remove all blocks to ascend faster in the 5D? You can definitely write that down. So everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Terry says, what happens when we run out of journal paper? I've been writing a lot. Also, I've been using the journal to bless loved ones, especially my late husband. It's very comforting to me. Thank you. It's a fantastic use of it. So what happens when you run out of journal paper? You always have the ability, the option of getting another journal. If that interests you, email me. You also, it's like the Matrix when they're like, Neo, maybe you can dodge bullets. And they tell him, well, maybe you won't need to. There's a possibility that if you use the journal enough to clear your own blocks, you can always ask to create something better than the Power Journal if you're really advanced. That would be a fun experiment for you, Terry. Jeldine says, does it help to read over our journal entries often? It's not required to read over them. If it comforts you, if it makes you feel blessed to read over your wins, you're welcome to. Do however it works for you. Ellie says, am I able to ask for help in understanding how to use the tenfold blessing? Is it blessing other people, ourselves, or both? I'm not understanding how to set it up. So yes, you can bless yourself. You can bless other people. So you can, once you're attuned to the tenfold blessing technique, it works on the power of your intent and you can bless anything. Like you can bless yourself. You could say something like, I bless myself every time I take a step. I bless myself every time I go to the bathroom. You can bless loved ones. You can say, I bless my family. You can say, I bless strangers anytime they smile at me. However you want to use it. You can bless anything. There's no limit on how many blessings you can set up. It's really fun. And I want to thank you all who've sent me tenfold blessings this week. I do feel them every time they pile up. It's fun. Susan says, having trouble focusing, finding words, having an aching brain, feeling sleepy all the time, being easily distracted. How can I shift this so my mind brain is feeling energetic, calm, and happy? So what's going on with the brain, balancing the brain, structuring, let's clear that. Everything that brings up, let's clear that reality reset. Thank you, brain mush, brain fog. How is the brain structured? How is the skull structured? How is the skeleton system structured? What can be improved? What can allow better energy flow, more healing in to the bones? Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. iPhone says, I am in the year of miracles. There are five universal principles. Can I ask for them to manifest in my life without writing them out specifically? How detailed do you have to be with your requests? Can you just refer to them and source those details? For that specific example, it feels like, yeah, you could just write down the five universal principles. If it's something a lot of people would know, it's not required to be super specific. For example, a lot of people ask me when they sign up for remote healing, like if I need their full legal name, if I need to know where they live, if I need to know their birthday, and I don't need to know those things. Your friends know who you are without needing to know your birthday. If you're, they should know your birthday if you're friends, but your friends, if they only know your first name, they still know who you are. So you don't have to be that specific. But you can always ask for clarity on being specific. You can always ask for clarity on how detailed you need to be. Usually, if you were not specific, usually something will nag on you and make you feel like I should write something down. And if you feel that, then honor that. But if you write down something not specific, if you feel complete, then you're doing great. So everything that is that's ready to heal, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Terry says, I love that idea. I would love to see what you create, Terry. Ellie says, can we paste something into the journal or does it have to be written or drawn on the actual pages? The way it's programmed right now is it does have to be written down. You're always welcome to create a healing box. You could always create a healing box modality if it so calls to you. Franny, it says, can color help in writing our journals? For example, the color of the ink we use, or even a lead or colored pencil, or perhaps crayons. Thank you. You can use all these things. Source will scan the energy behind the words. So it doesn't exactly matter how you write it, whether you use a pen or a crayon, but if it feels good to you to do it, then you can do it. If you like to be that organized, if you like colors, if colors are healing to you personally, you're welcome to use colors. Caroline says, what is the best way to write on journal? Overcoming childhood trauma, many traumas, I just don't want to relive them all over. So you could write that down. You could write all the journals, or I'm sorry, all the childhood traumas I don't want to talk about. Source, please send healing now. You could write something like that. Everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. And Lori says, what happens if the journal is lost or damaged? I highly recommend, if you have a fear of losing the journal, to set healing in place now that you don't lose it. As long as your words are intact, you'll still get healing. If the journal is lost and still intact, you'll still get healing. Like if you have to move and you pack it up and it's somewhere, but you don't know where, you'll still get healing. If it falls into a fire accidentally and the whole thing burns up, it would be difficult to have new things, but you could always write in the journal that should your journal ever be lost or damaged, for source to still send healing, you could put that in your journal. So everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. iPhone says, I have written requests for healing from my brain and short-term memory and easily staying organized and know where my belongings are. Is there anything else to add? I'd ask for energetic brain food and brain nutrition and more support to heal it faster. You could always experiment with, see if you can manifest free healing opportunities, trades, anything really. Attract people to help you shift that one faster. That would be fun. So everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. All right, let's take another caller. Let's go with Jolene. Can you unmute yourself, Jolene?
Hi, Vera, thank you so much. I wanted to say to you, I shortly after I got the journal, one of the first things I put in there was, I want to be able to take better care of myself and my children. Mm-hmm. And within a few, I'll say within the next week, I got a situation where I got funding for education, which was something that was really weighing on my mind. I just like sort of jumped in once I got it. The thing I wanted to ask you is, if I put in, I know that my energetic field is constantly being bombarded by stuff. If I put in, you know, repair of my energetic field, would that be sufficient? I know you say there is nothing wrong, but would that be sufficient to get to the point of it?
You can put that in. I would recommend more than that. I would recommend putting healing in for the ancestry as well. Because sometimes when we feel like energy is coming in present moment, mm-hmm. sometimes it may be, but sometimes we may also be remembering what the ancestors went through as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, because that resonates very strongly.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Any other questions, Jolene?
No, that's it for now. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. So let's see. Any other questions, you guys? If not, we'll do some more clearings. Whatever else is left over. Any odds and ends? Let's go to that. Reality reset. Thank you. Caroline says, can we write something in a future lifetime? Example, to be healthy and wealthy in the next lifetime. You can write that, of course. Everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. You can write what you want to be in a future lifetime, but we do recommend you work on the one that you're in now. Everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What is it for everyone to have the most divine healing words come through? For the words to come through with ease and grace, for you to be able to channel source, to channel your connection with source, everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What it takes for everyone to bathe in the energy of divine freedom and expression safely. Letting go of any traumas that are ready to go. Any wounds that are ready to go. Any cellular damage ready to go. Let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Your power journal works for you. Everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Caroline says, for everyone to have plenty of money, please. Yes. Okay. Money, 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 abundance, 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 money, money, money. Let's clear that. Reality reset. Thank you. Checking everyone's bodies, cells, organs, skulls, brain, head, physical structure, for the capacity to hold and attract money, infinite wealth, abundance, support, creativity, creative ways to manifest money, to receive money, to have money, to be with money. Harmony with money, harmony with money, harmony with money. Everything that is, let's square that. We have to be set, thank you. Anything in the way of your investment coming back to you, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Susan says, thank you. That made a huge difference. Beautiful, Susan. All right, Lisa says, I noticed a lot is going on with pets lately. Of course, our pets take on our stuff too to help clear and have their own baggage as well. Any suggestions for us to put out for the pets and the animals? You could write something like, any healing that I set in place for myself, compatible, similar healing gets sent to my pets as well. That would help them. That was a great question. Let's send some love and support to pets. Our relationships with pets, their struggles, their weaknesses, their blocks, their energy field, their mental bodies, their physical bodies, everything that is. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. The sadness of the baggage pets carry. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. The deep respect we have for pets. What it take to help them heal as they help us heal with ease and grace. Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Everything else on your hearts, on your minds, anything weighing you down, any excess density, known or unknown, checking your whole entire body for anything else we can send healing for right now to benefit you on your journey, wherever you go in life, wherever you be. Everything that brings up, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Caroline says, clear tumors from pets too. Sending energy to the DNA for the pre-programming related to tumors that we're able to heal right now for everyone's pets, tumors known or unknown. Let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. What healing and action steps can be set in place to facilitate the healing of tumors and pets with ease and grace? Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything else coming up, whether we have words for it or not, whether we're aware of it or not, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. Anything else that needs to come in, it's love and above. Let's have that. Anything that doesn't allow that, let's clear that. Reality reset, thank you. I want to thank all of you for being part of this, for co-creating this journal with me. For your souls, their contribution, for being part of the tribe, and all the things we do together for the planet behind the scenes. I have so much gratitude and love for all of you. Thank you for all your support and blessings. Thank you for keeping me in your prayers. You're in my prayers as well. Oh, thank you for all the love coming in, you guys. There is a recording. It will be on your deliverables page in a few days. If it is not, email me. We'll make sure you get the replay. All right, everyone. I'm going to unmute you all so we can all say good day. We can all say good night. Thank you. Bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Vera. It was good
thank
to see you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
nice
you,
to
everyone.
See you.
Thank you, Vera. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Vera.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
Bye.